Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I just got my statement for some purchases I made online, and I'm trying to identify some of the charges. So I was just wondering if you could tell me about a purchase on February 9th, posting date February 10th, for $109.97. My name is Dolores Egerton.
Okay, may I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can see if I can locate an account for you, please?
Sure. 98136.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
First name, Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S. Last name, Egerton, E-G-E-R-T-O-N.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment. How are you doing today, Ms. Egerton?
Pretty good.
Good. Ma'am, it looks like you paid shipping and handling back on the 17th of December for an MUV smartwatch and a pair of earbuds. The earbud charge was declined, but the charge of $109.97 is what they call the end of trial charge. Wait a minute. Let me see something here. Okay, the watch was shipped. The earbuds weren't. That $109.97 is what they call the end of trial charge. It was a 14-day trial. And when you didn't call in to cancel, they charged you $109.97. There's a charge on here of $29.97 as well, but that was declined by your bank, and that's for a mobile fitness app that they enrolled you in as well. But that was declined. Now, they do offer a 35% refund to that end of trial charge for that watch.
Well, wait a minute now. The watch, they said I won.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other thing I never received. So what am I getting charged for?
They're charging
a trial
you.
For some.
The watch was on a trial basis. You won it. You had to call in within 14 days in order not to be charged at full price. And the thing that you didn't receive were the earbuds. That was declined. But they did, however, enroll you in something called an app. It's a fitness app at $29.97 a month. They charged you for that on the 23rd and 20th of this month, but your bank declined both attempts to collect that $29.97. The charge of $109.97 is for that watch. It's called the end of trial charge. And again, they offer a 35% refund on that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about that. I just thought I won the watch, and then I paid
Right. Yeah, there was a disclaimer out there. I can offer you a 50% refund.
Well, since I wasn't aware of a trial, I thought I was getting a trial on the thing that I didn't receive.
No, that's what the earbuds, the listening devices.
Yeah, I thought I was getting a trial on that, but I never received it.
Because the bank declined that charge for the shipping and handling, ma'am. That $5.97 was declined, so that didn't get shipped out. Only the watch. Now, I can offer you a 75% discount, ma'am.
Well, yeah, at least, because I don't see why I should pay for something that I didn't know about.
Right. I agree. If you didn't see it, but there was supposed to be a disclaimer on that website, Ms. Egerton. Did I have you verify your shipping address, ma'am? I'm sorry. You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you remove that charge since I didn't know what was going on?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and take it off.
I thought I won. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I'm really kind of financially
Tell me about
right
it.
Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Plus, now I have to have four teeth pulled. And
no, don't talk about it. Tell me about it. Act four. You're lucky you're trying to give me a set of dentures. I'm all against it.
Oh, well, it's because my roots are dying, so I'm going to be charged for a lot of dental in the future. Here.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was a little worried about this charge, and I'd appreciate it if you would remove it.
It's okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, give me just one moment, ma'am, to get you refunded. I'll be right back on the line. I have some information for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Egret. One moment, please. Okay, Ms. Egerton, thank you so kindly for holding, ma'am. I refunded that $109.87 back to your Visa card ending 3719. Please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see that money back on your card. And I sent you a cancellation confirmation email along with the refund confirmation email to DEEGERTON2@outlook.com.
Right.
Well, you'll get
thank
those.
You so much.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
Bless you.
You too, Ms. Egerton. Good luck with that dental work. Now, I have a cancellation number for you for your records, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Just a second. You're going to get it via email, but I just like to give it to you so you'll have it for quick reference in case you need it. Let me know when you're ready. Ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be C as in cat. 63660.
Okay. Real good.
And again, 3 to 5 business days on your refund, 24 to 48 hours on your emails.
Oh, great. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. I hope you have a great day. Stay safe. Thanks for calling customer support, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Damn, it's just that easy.